The Jerwood Royal Court Commissioning Scheme. Audio guidance for applicants. Key information about the scheme. 1. About the Jerwood Royal Court Commissioning Scheme. The Jerwood Royal Court Commissioning Scheme is a new, open application national fund to encourage ambitious play commissioning, increasing investment and support for new writing on stages across the UK. Every year, the Royal Court Theatre will award 6 grants to underwrite first instalment payments, the signature fee, for 6 new play commissions led by theatres and producing companies across the country. For the first time, we are expanding our approach to commissioning, looking beyond the Royal Court's own stages to share resources for writers everywhere. It's never been harder for programmers and producers to push for the riskier choice, avoiding revivals and adaptations for the thrill of the new. We want to help turn the tide for a generation of artists and audiences. We know that the first commission payment can be the hardest to fund from stretched artistic budgets, typically non-recoupable, made before there's a script to consider for production. Through this scheme, we are underwriting that risk for theatres and producers everywhere. Running annually, the Jerwood Royal Court Commissioning Scheme will welcome joint applications from a playwright and a producing venue or company, whether subsidised, independent or commercial. All the producer has to do is commit to the future delivery payment and share a clear ambition towards full production. And we'll help make it happen. 2. Who's running the scheme? The scheme is managed and delivered by the Royal Court Theatre in London, registered as a company and charity under the name English Stage Company Limited. It has been supported by funding from the Jerwood Foundation. Additional thanks go to the Writers Guild of Great Britain, WGGB, for working with us to ensure fair terms on commissioning agreements. WGGB's own one-off new play commissioning scheme, in partnership with UK Theatre and ITC, led to 18 commissions and provided the inspiration for this new annual programme, supporting writers across the country. 3. Aims of the scheme. The Royal Court is the UK institution most responsible for championing new theatre writing. We support and platform playwrights bringing new approaches, ideas, and forms to the stage, and expressing themselves with freedom and confidence. At the Royal Court, we articulate this through our artistic values. 1. Freedom. Platforming controversial views, mess, and uncertainty ahead of public and peer consensus. 2. Innovation. Encouraging experimentation and risk, and protecting artists' right to fail. 3. Dissonance. Finding strength in contradiction and contrast, from our establishment name to sharing our stages with incendiary work and conflicting voices. 4. Ambition. Rigorously and abundantly supporting big imaginations and bold artistic visions, acting as the antidote to a wider culture of creative austerity. But, increasingly, we think if we only focus on plays for our own stages in London, we're not doing our job. Through this scheme, we want to give a more diverse range of nationwide writers the space to write ambitious, risky, adventurous, and challenging new plays, and for those plays to have routes to production at more theatres across the country. We're aiming to support proposals that will genuinely thrill and surprise audiences, that have the potential to push forward conversations in our society and in our art form, and that represent a cost or a risk that otherwise wouldn't be possible at commissioning stage. We want plays not just to be commissioned, but produced. That's why this scheme is for partnerships between writers and producers, and asks for an initial idea of how and when a full production could be resourced and achieved if the commission is a success. We're looking to fund commissions that contain artistic and producing risk and ambition. We know that risk and ambition can mean different things in different contexts and scales, and we're open to anything, from pitches for major national stages to independent venues and smaller companies, and from community-based practice to commercial propositions. We can't wait to hear from you, to read about your plans and plays, and how our aims and values resonate with the context you're working in. 4. How it works. The Gerwood Royal Court Commissioning Scheme, JRCCS, will provide 6 grants each year to support theatre companies and venues commissioning new plays. Grants will be based on a joint proposal from a company or venue, the producing partner, and writer, the playwright, for an agreed new play, the play, to be commissioned with the goal of future production. The grant is intended to cover the first signature payment of a full new commission between the producing partner and playwright. If successful, the producing partner will then be liable for full payment of the relevant delivery fee to the playwright, for which no additional funding will be available through this scheme. Grants will be paid directly to the producing partner, with a brief letter of agreement between the Royal Court, producing partner, and playwright. The producing partner will be responsible for entering into a direct commissioning agreement with the playwright, and payments will only be released to the producing partner once this agreement is in place and approved by the Writers Guild of Great Britain, WGGB. Successful supported commissions, and all rights and options therein, will belong entirely to the producing partner and playwright, to be managed independently. Funds are granted to support the wider commissioning of new work across the UK, and are not a commission from the Royal Court, nor with the expectation of a production at the Royal Court Theatre or any other control of future rights or decisions. For full details of the grant amounts available and guidance on which commissioning agreements and minimum fees apply to you, please visit our website, where you can access more detailed guidance and breakdowns. 5. How to apply. Applications are available through the online portal on our website at royalcourttheatre.com. You can visit our website for a full breakdown of application dates and deadlines each year, as well as to view the full application questions in advance. It's worth taking some time to prepare the best application possible. That will include ensuring you have a confirmed partnership between a playwright and producing partner, have discussed an artistic proposal, and how you'd ideally produce it if the application is successful and the commission goes well. If you don't have a clear enough plan for a strong application, you can always take more time and apply next year. Once you have a clear plan, please read the full application guidance and what we're looking for, to think about how to make the best case. For further questions, you can also read our FAQs or join an open webinar, with details of both available on our website. Once you start an application on our portal, you won't be able to save and return. However, the form is simple to complete, and you can access all details in advance to download and prepare offline, including word limits. You'll need to answer a few short questions and include links or attachments, including a CV and or bio for the playwright and producing partner, personal and company details, and the producing partner's most recent accounts. Our assessors will identify a shortlist based on the written applications. Shortlisted applicants will be invited to interview with our panel in February, to be attended by both the playwright and a representative of the producing partner. At the point of invitation, we will request a previous script or writing sample from shortlisted playwrights to support panel discussions and decision-making. We will also ask you to confirm that there have been no material changes to your plans since your application. 6. Access. The key application information is available in written, audio, large print, and BSL formats. Reasonable adjustments and BSL interpreter costs for interviews will be covered for shortlisted applicants, and we'll ask about this at the point of inviting applicants to interview. An email contact is available to support any other issues or queries experienced by applicants, and we will make any reasonable accommodations we can. We are not able to provide additional access support or allow alternative formats for applications. If additional access support is needed to make an application, we will expect the producing partner to provide this, as they will also be responsible for supporting and demonstrating their ability to continue to support any access requirements as part of the project, commission, and future production. 7. Eligibility. A. Applications. Applications must be made by a partnership between a playwright, the playwright, and a producing venue or company, the producing partner, aiming to enter into a commission agreement for a planned new work for stage, the play, with a shared intention towards future production. Each playwright and producing partner can only be lead applicants in one application in each annual funding round. While either party may be involved in a creative or partnership role on another application, they cannot be primary applicants on more than one application. B. The producing partner. The producing partner must be a UK-based producing organisation or venue with a track record of producing new theatre and with sufficient reserves or budgets to guarantee the appropriate delivery fee for the play under the applicable commissioning agreement. The producing partner must be a UK-based registered company or charity in the UK theatre sector, whether subsidised, independent or commercial. The producing partner cannot be an individual freelance producer. C. The playwright. The playwright must be UK-based and aged over 18 at the point of application, and should have some demonstrable track record as a writer at any scale or context. The playwright cannot have previously received a full commission from the producing partner, though may have had plays produced or presented by the producing partner. For instance, this could include venues who have hosted touring work by the playwright, presented work by the playwright in festival contexts, or companies who have licensed the playwright's work for productions, but where none of these was based on an original commission between the playwright and producing partner. D. The play. The play must be an entirely original work by the playwright, not an adaptation, nor based on any underlying source text or material, whether copyrighted or otherwise, and must be entirely free for commissioning without any other rights agreement or options in place. This may include an original musical, but if successful, the award will only cover the fees for the book and lyrics, not the composer. Proposals for plays can be based on ideas already discussed or projects already in initial development in some form. However, at the point of application and when any grant offer is made, the play cannot already be commissioned or have a formal agreement in place for commissioning with the producing partner or any other party. E. Co-writing and collaborations. For the purposes of the scheme, the playwright could include a co-writing or collaborative partnership of more than one writer or creative, but must be suitable for a standard play commission agreement. For the application form, one writer should be nominated as the lead playwright applicant, but there will be space to include information on writing collaborators. The Royal Court and Writers Guild would advise that, where a co-writing or collaborative partnership applies, writers, creatives, and producers should read the Writers Guild's Guide of Devised and Collaborative Theatre ahead of application, available on their website. It is also recommended that co-writers or collaborative partners should sign a collaboration agreement ahead of application, and the Writers Guild can provide support and advice on collaboration agreements where relevant. 8. More information and detailed guidance. Please visit our website at www.royalcourttheatre.com for more information and detailed guidance. On the website, you will also be able to view the application questions in advance, read about our selection and assessment process, or view full terms and conditions and FAQs before applying. We look forward to hearing from you.